Among those being asked to resign was Mike Markala, who in 1976, as a young venture capitalist, had visited the Jobs Garage, fallen in love with the nascent computer on the workbench, guaranteed a $250,000 line of credit, and become the third partner and one-third owner of the new company. Over the subsequent two decades, he was the one constant on the board, ushering in and out a variety of CEOs. He had supported Jobs at times, but also clashed with him, most notably when he sided with Scully in the showdowns of 1985. With Jobs returning, he knew that it was time for him to leave. Jobs could be cutting and cold, especially toward people who crossed him, but he could also be sentimental about those who had been with him from the early days. Wozniak fell into that favored category, of course, even though they had drifted apart. So did Andy Hertzfeld and a few others from the Macintosh team. In the end, Mike Markala did as well. I felt deeply betrayed by him, but he was like a father, and I always cared about him, Jobs later recalled. So when the time came to ask him to resign from the Apple board, Jobs drove to Markala's chateau-like mansion in the Woodside Hills to do it personally.